Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
138 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRusha from Channel 4. I anchor the morning news and mid-morning from 9 to 10. Every weekday, in for Chad Hartman. Chad, back with you tomorrow. A lot of feedback coming from this news from the Minnesota DFL party. For the first time, the DFL will allow some people who don't have the right to vote to take part in their precinct caucuses. Ken Martin is the chair of the Minnesota DFL party. He joins us here on WCCO Radio this afternoon. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for having me on.
I appreciate you being with us. Why don't you explain kind of what the party, what this is something you've been fighting for a while. Tell us what you guys are doing here.
Well, first off, it's really important to you know, for your listeners and everyone to know that this isn't about voting. You know, there are clear laws around who is eligible to vote in normal primary elections and general elections. What this has to do with is who can actually participate in the party process itself of passing resolutions, showing up at your precinct caucuses, electing delegates, electing party leaders, et cetera. And so I just want to be very clear because I think some people are confused using what we're doing with, you know, actual voting laws in this state, and we're not. But it is important because, you know, our party believes very strongly that we need to have a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and reenfranchising a lot of the ex-felons who've already paid their debts to society. And thanks to the historic rule change that we just made the other night, many of these folks who are already really contributing in so many different ways to our society, they work here, they live here, they're paying taxes, can now participate in our DFL party and help shape the future of the DFL here in this state.
So in the past, did you have to be an eligible voter to be able to take part in the caucus?
Yes, you did. You had to have your a right to vote and be over 18 years of age. Now, what we've said very clearly is we, under our freedom of association rights under the First Amendment, we can determine as a political party who gets to participate in our party process. And I think the Court of Appeals agreed with us that our caucus goers get to determine who gets to participate. And so, you know, look, I understand how to some it would seem not the right thing to do. But for us, our party believes very strongly, as I said, in making sure that the hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans who are living in our communities, who are paying taxes, who are contributing in so many different ways, can actually also participate politically in the DFL party. This is us living our values. It's the right thing to do. It gives people who are already contributing a voice in our political party. It does not allow them to vote. And again, let's be very clear about this, but it does allow them to participate in our party.
But aren't you sort of threading the needle here that the reality is if you're taking part in a caucus, you are, you know, choosing at a caucus the candidate that ends up moving through the caucus process? How is this different from allowing someone to vote?
Well, it's
is it a technicality?
Different.
It's not a vote because it's a caucus?
No, it's completely different. Just remember that, you know, the caucuses are about bringing your neighbors together to talk about issues, debate resolutions, elect delegates.
Well, that's part of it, but you're still picking who those. Sure. That's a key part of it from the party perspective. But I think a lot of people who show up think of it as this is how we pick who our candidates are going to be.
Yeah, look, I will just say this. I mean, the parties get to choose who participates in their process. The Republican Party, the Democrat Party, we already say who can't participate. For instance, the Democratic Party says that we don't allow Republicans to participate in our caucuses vice versa, right?
Right.
And so, but what we're also allowed to do is to say who can participate, and we're under no requirement that they actually be voters. We believe that our party process should reflect our whole community, and that includes people who don't have the right to vote for a variety of reasons, right? It's not just non-citizen immigrants. It's not just felons on paper. There's other people who've had their voting rights taken away, and we believe that part of re-enfranchising them back into our community is to start to give them some of those rights back, including the right to participate in the political party process, which, again, is completely different and separate from actual voting. And we're not suggesting any changes to voting laws in this state, but we are suggesting that our party recognizes the contributions of the hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans who are living and working in our communities and already contributing to the strength of this state. And they should have a voice in their political process.
We're talking to Ken Martin, the party chair of the Minnesota DFL party. The party has decided to allow people who, for various reasons, including felons, whose voting rights haven't been fully restored. In Minnesota, for people who don't know, if you are convicted of a felony and sentenced, you don't get to vote until you've served your entire sentence. So you can be released from prison and serving out sort of I don't know if the probationary period is the right way to describe it, but you don't get to vote in Minnesota until that entire sentence has been served, which I think reasonable people can have a real discussion as to whether that's smart policy or not, to kind of keep people from voting who are trying to reintegrate into society. But you're saying they can take part in caucuses. I do want to ask about the political ramification of this, because we've seen already the response from Republicans saying, typical DFL. Of course they're going to allow people who aren't allowed to vote to take part in their caucus. Doesn't this feed right into sort of the Republican narrative that the Democratic Party is the party that plays fast and loose with requirements for voting legally?
Well, there's just no truth to that. I mean, of course they're going to say that anyways, despite the fact that we have some of the cleanest elections in the country here in Minnesota. There's no massive voter fraud that's ever been found in this state, despite, you know, recent
recounts. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen it.
Well, right, but the point I'm trying to make is that they're going to say that regardless. The fact of the matter is that we're not talking about changing election law here. We're not talking about changing how people vote or who's eligible to vote.
Well, why not then, though?
Because what we're talking about is that our party, you know, represents thousands of people, not just voters. Our values extend just beyond those people who actually vote. It extends to people who aren't voters for whatever reason. Our values of wanting to create a pathway to citizenship for dreamers and others who want to be citizens and who are already contributing to our communities and working and living in these communities. Our values as a party extend to felons who've already served their time, who are still on paper but can't participate in their democracy, right? If we really want to reintegrate people into society, part of that means that we need to give them a voice in their political process.
So I think that's a very compelling argument. It really is. So is there a thought by you or party leaders to then maybe extend this and say, like, well, why don't we let 16-year-olds take part in this? Because
so many
decisions affect young people and they don't really get a voice in that way.
Yeah, look, I mean, there was some conversation as we talked about this around age requirements in terms of participating in the party. Now, the reason we couldn't do that is because our national party rules do not allow us to extend out the opportunity to run for delegate spots to those under 18. But it is a fair conversation. But let me just be really clear again for your listeners here, Jason. The DFL is not suggesting any change to election law or to voting requirements in this state. All we're saying is we are an organization, and not unlike any other organization, we get to determine who can come into our doors and participate within our organization. We've decided to expand that to people, to give people who have been, you know, working with us and working for us and working for our values and with our party and our candidates for years, but not able to participate in our party, the chance to participate in our party. That's all this is. It's nothing more. It's not a step towards something more in terms of voting changes. It's just opening up our party to greater participation.
All right, Ken Martin, the chair of the Minnesota DFL. I think it's really interesting. I'll be curious what sort of participation you get, and I think people can disagree as to whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but there is no question that the policies our political parties decide on affect so many more people than people who are eligible to vote. So it's an interesting conversation for sure. Ken, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
All right. It's 1:48 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We see Pete Stauber, who is a U.S. representative, tweets, the DFL lost its way long ago. This comes as a surprise to no one. But on the flip side, Noah McCourt, another tweet, Noah is a dreamer, and says, as a result of this Court of Appeals decision, a case filed by myself and the DFL, Felons and Dreamers, well, he's not a dreamer, I'm sorry, but he filed this this lawsuit. So kind of interesting. I think it's fascinating. I don't know what the right way to go is. I do know that Republicans are going to jump on this and say, of course. But as Ken Martin said, maybe they were going to do that anyway. It's 1:49. We'll take a quick break on News Talk. If you have thoughts, go ahead and send them in. 651-461-9226. You can text or you can call. We'll be back in minutes here on CCO. 1:54 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRussia in for Chad Hartman. Interesting conversation with Ken Martin. I get that there's like an emotional reaction to this, but some good texts here at 651-461-9226. If they can't legally vote and we're not changing the laws, who cares? Let them caucus. Be a part of the process. Remember, caucuses do not elect who's running for a party anymore. We're now a primary state. So the caucuses are basically party meetings now. It's true. I think that's true. I don't know. I think it is fascinating to me, the obsession about voting and the integrity of our elections. I understand that, like, from a conventional thinking standpoint, that you need to show more ID, mm-hmm. like when you cash a check at Lunds and Byerly's, than you do when you vote. But so what? I mean, the whole voter ID thing, I see it both ways. On the one hand, I think, like, well, there are a fair number of people who are legally qualified to vote who don't have an ID. Is it really worth the expense of, like, making sure all these senior citizens who don't have driver's licenses get some sort of ID to vote to fix a problem that we've never really been able to indicate that there is a significant problem? The flip side is, like, it also doesn't seem that unreasonable to ask someone to show an ID. So, like, color me again as someone who would not fit in either political side on this argument.
Well, and, you know, go figure that there's actually a middle road to all of this, which is, okay, you want to necessitate having an ID at the polls, then the government needs to provide votes.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to do it.
Because the idea is to make voting as easy as humanly possible.
Well, that's what you would think.
And you can both make it easy and secure.
That's not what people are trying to do.
No, that's not what people are trying to do. But this is what we should be trying to do. We should be encouraging as much voting as humanly possible, which is why the mail-in voting thing should be happening more. Yeah. You can have easy and secure. Those are not diametrically opposed.
I think so. And a lot of these things are things that I, you know, I don't like all the absentee voting. Color me like old fashioned. I think people should go vote on election day because I think that you don't know what you're going to learn about candidates through the process. There's a reason you have a day that's election day. I think that we're a convenient society. People want it convenient, so we've made it more convenient. That said, who cares? People want to vote early.
That's just it.
It makes them happy.
That's just it. Look,
and it is true, like when you have to give your oath when you show up and vote, like that's not enough for people. I don't know. It's good enough.
Let's
fight about real things that matter in our world.
It. That's just it. I mean, personally, do I like going on voting day and, you know, having that whole environment and process? Yeah, that would be preferable to me.
Yes.
Now, last year, did I vote by mail? You bet your butt I did because I didn't want to be part of
spreading anything around with people.
So, and look, the bottom line is, it's more important to me that as many people as possible be allowed to participate in the process, and if doing mail-in voting encourages that or helps facilitate that, then I'm fine with it.
It's kind of where I come down. Like, how hard do people have to want to commit fraud to do it? I mean, how many times can you vote in a day? I grew up in Chicago, people. I know about multiple voting. It's 12:58. No, it's 1:58. Linda's construction time. Time to lower your energy bills with new insulation. CBS News coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.